Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath, everybody. I know everybody's looking at these twinkling lights, and in a little bit I'll show you what they're for. But today we're going to learn something very special about Jesus and about you. About you and about you. Because Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden. If a big city is on the hill, can it hide from the people? It can't hide, can it? Neither do men light a lamp and put it under the bushel, but on the stand, and it shineth unto all that are in the house. Even so, let your light shine before men, that they may know and that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So you are a light. Did you ever think about the fact that you are a light? You are a light. Jesus said he is the light of the world, and after he taught his disciples and he's teaching the people, he says, now you are light. The light that I have, I put in you, and 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 you get to shine. Now, how are you going to shine? How do you think you can shine? Well, let's ask a little bit of questions here. Was Jesus kind to everybody? So if you are kind, you shine. Was Jesus loving? So if you love, you shine like Jesus. Did Jesus help people? So when you help people, you are shining too. And when brothers get along, you shine like Jesus too. So it's really important that as you learn what Jesus did and you copy what he did, you shine too. The most important thing is when you let Jesus in your heart, that love that he has, he gives to you, and you get to shine for your Jesus. Did Jesus pray? So when you pray, you shine. Did Jesus honor his heavenly Father? So when you honor God, you shine. Did Jesus obey his heavenly Father? So when you obey, you shine. And Jesus said, let your light shine so that when people see that you are doing the good things that he's asked you to do, you are honored and you honor God. Our daughters were taught when we went into a restaurant that they needed to behave. Of course, they're taught that at home too. But we had a lot of people say, your kids can come to our restaurant anytime, because they were mannerly, they were respectful, and they were a joy to be around. I love my daughters. I love them greatly. But when they were little, they learned very importantly how to respect and how to honor. So when you honor people, when you're nice and kind and respectful, you are a light that shines. And we're going to sing a little song about let your little light shine. So I'm going to let each one of you come and get one of these flashing lights. Just one. It doesn't matter what color. Each one of you get one.
Was a green one.
Well, I don't have green. I've got blue, red, and silver. So get one of those lights and go back to your seat, okay? And adults, you can get it too. And I want the whole church to take part in this, because we're all little children too, aren't we? Now let's all stand together, okay? Let's stand, children. Stand up. Okay? Let's go. This little light of mine.
I'm gonna be sure.
These little lights right now that are shining, you are a shining light to everybody that you encounter, to your parents, to your brothers, to your sisters, to your church members. You are the light of the world. Let your little light shine. Who would like to pray for us today? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, you want to pray?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I pray for Heather that her stuff.
Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your light shining in us, and may we shine for you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.